This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number 3. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, of course, he's back because, you know, I need him here. Joining us again from wherever he is today is writer and instructor and activist, the most read man in the gun writing world, Dean Weingarten. Good morning. Good evening, sir. Whatever
good
time
evening.
Of day.
Yeah, I'm in Dallas right now. I'm heading on. In 2 days, I'll be heading to D.C. to cover the Second Amendment rally on the 2nd of November there.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see who shows up and what sort of response the people who organized the rally get.
I don't go to things like that, though. I've wanted to, but I got a radio show I got to do.
That's right. And And the thing is that one of these rallies, to be really effective, takes a lot of effort and organization and a lot putting it together. And you know that the mainstream media, the old progressive media, isn't going to give you a fair shake. So, you know, it all has to come together just right to be effective. It's very difficult to pull off.
I understand. You did an article about a 3D printed bolt action 223 rifle that was successfully test fired. That's 3D printing technology is moving along, huh?
Yes, it is. And what the people who put together this rifle did, and it makes perfect sense, is they took a look at available technology and said, what's the easiest way we can make a functioning, you know, usable and successful firearm? And they said, well, look at the AR. It locks. This is, okay, I'm using my engineering conjecture, okay, because I haven't talked to the people who did it.
That's perfectly
right. If you look at the design, they used an existing AR-223/5.56 barrel, and those barrels, the bolt head locks into the back of the barrel. So the receiver doesn't have any stress from the firing of the cartridge, or very little. All the stress is taken up within the bolt head and the barrel. And then they designed a receiver that could be printed by a 3D printer and would also use, it appears, some factory fire control parts. But they did not use a factory or a standard AR-15 lower receiver. You can clearly see they didn't. It's just not there. But they put together a fire control group and then basically a straight pull bolt action using an AR-15 bolt. It doesn't look like the bolt carrier was an AR-15, but they didn't show us enough of the internals to really be certain. But an AR-15 type of rifle is very easily converted into a straight pull bolt action.
Right.
Because the action of the bolt carrier is very much like a straight pull bolt. So you can convert it without too much trouble, and it appears that's what they did. But they didn't show any video of it. All they said in comments was that it had been successfully test fired at least once. So we don't know, you know, if the if it feeds well from existing magazines, for example. But a straight pull bolt is fairly old technology, been around for over 100 years, and this is a very easy conversion to do. It shows how hard it is to try to prevent people who want them from getting effective firearms. You know, the technology has been around a long time. In countries where electricity is commonly available and you can buy machine tools, it's really hard to prevent somebody who wants a usable firearm from making one for themselves, or for small shops illicitly producing dozens and hundreds of them, which has happened all over the world.
Yeah, we'll ram that. We're going to talk about that in the next segment because of another article.
Very good.
Now, from my standpoint looking at it, I mean, this is just do you think this was done just to say we did it, sort of like the first 3D printed gun was out there? Because
yes, I think that's a large part of the people who make these is to show what is possible. But now I have to admit that rifle looked perfectly usable. They printed it with a rail on top so you could put an optic sight on top of the receiver. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work acceptably. Or at least in theory, why it couldn't work acceptably. Obviously, the difference between theory and actual practice is significant.
That has to stand up.
There's nothing wrong with that design to show that it wouldn't work. I mean, everything is perfectly physically possible. And the 3D printing makes it easier to do than if you're going to use a drill and a hammer and a mill and a lathe. You can do it with those things, too. Heck, the Afghan tribesmen just used forges and hammers and files and made acceptable firearms for years. So if you've got plenty of time, you can make firearms without electricity.
That had to take a whole lot of
years.
What is the pressure that it has to take on a 223?
Well, for a 223, operating pressure goes upwards of 55,000 PSI. So it's a high-intensity cartridge. It's a very modern cartridge. It's not, you know, an old black powder round. There's plenty of those out there, and they're effective, too. I mean, just because, you know, a 45-70 doesn't have the pressure, so a 223 doesn't mean a lot of people weren't killed. A lot of animals weren't killed with a 45-70. It's still in use today.
Yep.
But the 223 has advantages, it's very common, and they used the 223 as a platform to show that they could build a bolt-action rifle with a 3D printer and some existing parts, but those parts are not regulated, and they're fairly easily obtainable. And I think it was a good example of ingenuity and showing what is possible.
It also shows what is not possible, which it's not possible to keep people from having guns, is it?
Right, exactly. In order to do that, in the countries where they really try to keep people from having firearms, they try to keep people from having the information on how to build firearms.
Good luck with that.
And I just, I don't know if it's the article you're talking about, but where the homemade firearms were used in a terrorist act, the person who posted the pictures said that they were censored by people in Europe. They didn't want people to see pictures of these homemade firearms and how they were made.
Well, we're coming up on the first break, and Dean is the most read man in the gun writing world, in the gun writing segment. And he has over 3,000 articles, which a huge, huge amount of them, 1,400. You can find them at ammoland.com. He writes about everything. He writes about hunting. He writes about this with the 3D printing. He writes about acts of terror. He writes after-action reviews on rampage killings. He does all the things that, and this is one of the reasons why he's the most read man in the gun writing world. I mean, there's a lot. He knows them, and I know them, too. I know lots of other gun writers. Nobody puts out as much as he does with as much variety of topic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load.
Aerofixer.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, dude. Let's talk about this guy in Halle, Germany. Halle, is it Halle? How do they pronounce that? I haven't been in Germany in 30 years. How do they pronounce it?
Yeah, I have to admit ignorance. I'm presuming it's Halle.
Halle, okay. All right. This guy, really wanted to do what he wanted to do, and he was quite the clever terrorist, wasn't he?
He was. I hate to give credit to people who decide to murder innocent victims, but this guy had a lot of ingenuity, and he made a bunch. How many was it? Like four different homemade firearms? Five. And then I think he had one that was considered an antique. And then he made a bunch of homemade explosives and grenades, too. And he posted them all on his internet as part of his manifesto, as it was. And he said that one of the things he wanted to do was to show the futility of gun control. And he made all the ammunition himself, too, including the gunpowder. And there may have been people that weren't killed because his homemade submachine gun with homemade ammunition. And ammunition is important for a smoothly working submachine gun. And yeah, he used essentially a black powder substitute, and he knew that this would have problems. But in spite of all that, he still killed a couple of people, and the only reason that he didn't kill dozens of people is that they had recently installed fortifications on the synagogue that he was going to attack. And by fortifications, they'd put a reinforced door with additional bolts on it, and his homemade explosives weren't up to the task of blasting through the door. Well, if you don't know where the door is reinforced, that becomes very difficult. And
yep,
anybody who's worked with explosives knows that breaching charges are not something that are just really simple to make. They require some expertise. And so because the synagogue was fortified and they had security, they had a closed-circuit TV, they could see what was going on, he didn't kill anybody inside the synagogue. He killed a passerby, and then he went into a shop, and he killed somebody else, and he wounded a husband and wife where he was trying to get away. And he did have some malfunctions, but he did all of this with homemade firearms and homemade ammunition and homemade explosives. And it appears that in Europe, they don't like any information about homemade things getting out and available to people because it was a libertarian in England that found and grabbed pictures of all these homemade items and posted them on the net. And that's where I got them from, with his permission. So, and then I posted an article on Amaland about it because it shows that you cannot get a paradise where no one has weapons. This was one young man basically in his own home making this stuff. Now, you had a terrorist group where people can divide up expertise and get access to better machinery, you can devise a lot better weapons. And if you look at what ISIS was doing when they controlled some territory and had a little bit of money, they were making pretty sophisticated weapons, including weaponized drones, anti-personnel rifles, material rifles, some anti-tank stuff, and some mortars, and I guess it'd be very light artillery. But this stuff is not rocket science. It really isn't something that you need advanced degrees to do. You just need a little bit of know-how and a willingness to do a little experimentation. And all the information is out there, and it's easily available on the Internet. And the genie's been out of the bottle for hundreds of years. People have made firearms at home for all of that period. And we aren't going to be able to stop criminals from having firearms by passing laws saying that people who are willing to abide by the law can't have firearms. It just doesn't work that way.
Nope. I noticed in the video when I watched the terrorist as he was running his attack. I did not know that he had used black powder, but now I understand, because every time he was pulling the trigger, I mean, that was a gigantic gout of smoke. He was throwing a lot of smoke when he was pulling the trigger.
Yes, and he, it's not exactly black powder. He gave the formula, and there's several different formulations you get for things that are very similar to black powder, but it's basically a black powder substitute. And it uses the same sort of dynamics that black powder does. And there are several different formulas available, and he used one. And he used some very simple but very effective firearms. And I didn't see them on the video, but he had like a couple of slam fire shotguns using 12-gauge ammo that he'd reloaded with homemade components. And that, I would expect, would be effective, because those type of firearms are used all over the world for hunting and in the black market. They were used in World War II in the Philippines. So they're very, very simple firearms that can be made cheaply and easily with common tools and hardware supplies, and you can't stop people from getting them.
And of course, it's in Europe too. So, I mean, when I was in Europe in the 80s, guns were all over the place. Germans said
that. What we find is that guns were popular in Europe, and it wasn't until after World War I that the authorities in Europe really started cracking down on firearms in ordinary citizens' hands. And then between World War I and World War II, there was a lot of gun control put on, and after World War II, even more. And what it did is it took guns away from ordinary people, but really didn't stop them from getting into criminals' hands. If you look at the crime rates from, you know, around 1910 up until the 2000 or as late as we can get data for them, there's some ups and downs, but they really don't vary that much when gun control is imposed.
Let me get you hold right there, Dean. Let me get you hold right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kincade Fire in Northern California has burned about 77,000 acres across Sonoma County. Cal Fire officials say the blaze is now 30% contained, as gusty winds have contributed to the fire spreading. Democratic Governor of California Gavin Newsom with some praise for the Trump administration.
Every request we've made of the Trump administration has been granted, and I just want to thank them again for moving as expeditiously as they have to support our efforts here at the state.
A war hero from Afghanistan is the latest recipient of the Medal of Honor. President Trump honored Army Master Sergeant Matthew Williams with the nation's highest military award during a ceremony on Wednesday at the White House.
We salute your unyielding service, your unbreakable resolve, and your untiring devotion to our great nation and the nation that we all love.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show was brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, I can't believe that a bunch of people were, there was a YouTube video that came out from a group called Quarter Crew, which I am a subscriber to Quarter Crew, and these are a bunch of very good young men when it comes to editing and doing special effects on videos, and they did a video where they, all of these robots that we see out there, they made a gun robot video, didn't they?
Yes, and it was very well done. It fooled a lot of people. They used CGI, computer graphic interface, I guess.
Yep.
And what you do is you put special markers on somebody, and then you film them, and the computer can track these markers, and then you basically substitute an image for a robot where all of the joints are similar to what was on the human, and it
right.
looks as though the robot is doing what the human did. It's really well done. It's worth watching the video. And it's part of the reason it can fool people is because there is significant research being done into walking robots and humanoid-type robots. There's a video out there of a Russian robot shooting pistols, and it's hooked up to a power supply. It doesn't carry its own power supply. It's, you know, contained within a small space.
Right.
And then you have pictures of what's called the Big Dog robot, which is a walking four-limbed type robot, and it's been around for quite a few years. But obviously, there's research going on. So it's not that big of a jump to go from what we have seen that we know is real to this CGI imagery of something that we're not quite there yet. And, of course, you have the Terminator movies, too. That lends, believe it or not, having it in a movie lends a lot of credence to the potential of its possibility. And,
well, see, but this is the thing. When Skyfall came out, everybody thought that smart guns were a thing because of what they saw in Skyfall, because James Bond had a smart gun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's a problem for our society, more so, I think, than just about any society in the past, that we see a well-done image by movie or television fakery that shows something, and we think it's real or that it's possible just because we saw it faked in a movie. And it creates a false idea of what is real or what is possible. And, it, you know, as a scientist, I have to say, it's always a bad idea to say something is not possible. But we can say pretty definitively that it isn't real at this point. And when you look at the smart gun technology, it's not. It's got all kinds of flaws in it. That was purely propaganda put into the Skyfall movie in order to push gun control, in my opinion.
Sure. This movie, though, with these quarter crew kids, I mean, they're very talented. But at the same time, I saw it before anybody got fooled by it, right? I see their videos pop up on my YouTube feed. And this is typical of them. I mean, the testing that they're doing with the robot is ludicrous because they're beating the thing to death. And then they have him they want him to shotgun a robot dog. And he all of a sudden, he's like, no, I can't. And he grabs the dog and runs away. So how many people were fooled by this?
Well, I have a person I know. I've known him for many years. And he was fooled by it.
Okay.
He said, you got to see this. It's scary. And so I'm presuming a fair number of people were fooled by it. But to their credit, and they said it was Bosstown Dynamics. I take it that's one of their screen names.
Sure.
And they, to their credit, they put up a video, which I included in my article, access to, showing how they did it. So anybody who's willing to look can see that it was fake. But I saw there were over 2 million views of their video.
Sure.
But only about 500,000 views on the video that showed how it was done.
See, and the thing is, that channel is more of a how-to about editing and doing CGI than it is about that. The skit was just so they could show how it was done.
Well, and
that's just their modus operandi.
Hopefully, you know, it brings them business or whatever because...
Oh, it does.
It was really well done, and a lot of people are seeing it. It went viral. They did a great job with it, and I thought the gun handling was pretty decent in it. You know, I didn't see anything ludicrously bad, although when you have a robot pointing a gun at you in a picture, you know, you get a little concerned. But it wasn't really a robot. It was somebody, and it was all done as part of filmmaking, and this is all... You know, fantasy and fiction is
even the gunshots.
Even
the gunshots were special effects. I mean, every little aspect of it. They have a very, those guys have a very impressive collection of airsoft guns. And they can take a gun and like a semi-automatic handgun. They'll do a special effect where they cut out the top part of the slide and they'll move it across in the segmented mask time. They'll move it across the top of the gun, even though it's not ever moving, to show it going off. And then they, you know, superimpose the flash and the impacts and everything.
Yes. And what's real interesting about this, and I think something that everybody can learn from this is that you no longer can really trust what you see in a video.
Mm-mm.
Because people can fake them, and these are just talented. Well, maybe they're semi-pros. I don't know. Maybe they're pros.
Oh, no. They
don't have a huge budget.
They do some work in real Hollywood films. I mean, these guys are, they have Hulu and Netflix and everything. They do all kinds of real world, real video production. So these guys are pros.
My supposition is that if you had the resources of a government agency, you could do even better.
I don't know.
Maybe you would hire these guys to do it.
Yes.
My point is that you could show somebody doing something that they never actually did.
Yeah.
And one check that I suggested when I wrote about these videos is that videos should have, if you're going to use them as proof of something, they should have some sort of provenance, you know, where they come from. And it makes them a lot more credible if they have a date, time stamp, and a geo-sync on the video showing where they were shot, because then you can look at the date and time and the place, and you have a reality you can compare it to see how close it was or if there are any discrepancies that might discredit it.
Yeah, these guys operate out of Los Angeles. There's like an alleyway in L.A. that all of the big guerrilla editors work out of one alleyway. And they collaborate together and do all kinds of crazy things. I mean, following them is very entertaining, just for the entertainment value. Coming up on the last break, and, Dean is the most read man in the gun writing segment. Probably, definitely in the United States. I don't know of anybody else that actually writes across the world. So, probably the world. And a lot of his stuff, a good portion of his stuff, the latest stuff, all of that stuff is, you know, 1,300, 1,400 articles out of the full 3,000 he's done. You can find them at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is, just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the firing line and coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and let's talk about this guy in Minnesota, shall we?
Yeah, that's a sad case. And it happened a couple of years ago. His name is Weiss. I think that's how you pronounce it. Alexander Weiss. And he had never had a problem with the police. He was just an exemplary fellow. He had a concealed carry permit. And in January of 2018, in the morning, about 8 a.m., he's driving to officiate at a basketball game. I think he's about 26 years old. And he sees his car spin out ahead of him and go hit against a curb. So he pulls over to see if anybody has been injured. Well, as he stops, the car backs out from the curb and it hits him. So he gets out because he figures they're going to have to do an accident report and report it to the police and all. And then these two teenagers get out of the car. Well, a young man, he wouldn't know their age. And they basically tried to pick a fight with him, and they threatened him. They were tested and were found to have illegal drugs in their system. There were two teenage girls in the car that also had illegal drugs in their system, and he retrieved a 9mm pistol and his cell phone from the car, and then they became very aggressive toward them. It was claimed at trial, and there apparently might have been some DNA evidence that saying that one of the young men spit on him and claimed that he was going to kill him. And he said that one of the men named, Muhammad, let's see, what's his last name?
Rahim.
Rahim, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And tried to grab the pistol out of his hand, and he shot him and killed him. He called the police right away. There's some video of it, and they went through a trial. Minnesota does not have a stand your ground law. The prosecutor says, well, since you had time to go get your pistol and your cell phone, you could have got in the car and left. And he says, well, I got the pistol so that they would realize I was armed and they wouldn't attack me. And I figured that we had to wait around. We would want to wait for the police to get there because there'd been an accident. So I don't think there would have been any problem if he'd had the pistol on his person instead of in the car. And, of course, a lot of people say, well, if you've got these people acting aggressively toward you, you should have the authority to protect yourself. And that this is one of the reasons that stand your ground laws are becoming more and more popular, is because people think if you get into a situation like this and you're where you legally have the authority to be, you shouldn't have to run away and abandon your property to the miscreants or whatever to be within the law. And that's essentially what the police are claiming, is that he should have taken off and not stuck around. So anyway, he went through a trial several months ago, and it was a hung jury, a mistrial. They couldn't agree on a verdict. You could see this coming up if you read the comments before the trials and during the trial, and because there's a very mixed reaction. A lot of people thought he was fully justified and he should never have even been brought to trial. And quite a few people thought he should have gone away, and the fact that he, killed someone meant that he should go to jail, even if it was justified. And a real interesting thing, and I wrote about this from the beginning because I thought it was fascinating and weird that it was included. He had a bumper sticker on his car that said, gun control is hitting what you're aiming at. Well, that seems like a innocuous bumper sticker to me. I mean, it's basically a political statement saying that you support the Second Amendment. And the police introduced this as the prosecutors, I should say. The police used it as part of their due diligence in getting charges brought against him. And then the prosecutor used it at the first trial, and they used it in the second trial as well. And it's amazing to me that merely having a political bumper sticker on your car is considered somehow relevant to this murder trial about whether or not the use of force was justified. But that's how it turned out in Minnesota. The second trial was also a mistrial, and the prosecutor is now trying to decide whether they will have a third trial or not. And these trials are not cheap for the people who are accused. So we call it, it's causing someone to lose value. I mean, you're losing a lot of money through the process. You're being punished by the process. And when you have to go through multiple trials, there's a lot of punishment to go
through. I read there that they can just keep on retrying this as often as they want.
They can, but it's very rare that they go beyond three trials. Two trials is rather unusual in itself. Three trials is extremely unusual, and anything beyond that is, I don't know if I've ever heard of four trials, but there was a case where it wasn't really involving trials. It was a prosecutor that had a personal interest in a hospital, and a whistleblower at the hospital published some memos, and this prosecutor would bring this fellow up to prosecution at a trial, and then he dismissed the charges at the last minute, so he couldn't be said that he'd actually brought him to prosecution. They did it several times, and of course it was punishment. for somebody having the temerity to point out the corruption in the hospital staff. And the case went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, well, prosecutors can do that. That's part of their power. I was shocked, but prosecutors have enormous power. In this case, I think the publicity will prevent the prosecutor from having more than maybe one more trial, and it's not clear if he will do the third trial or not.
Right.
But yes, it's a bit of a flaw, but it's part of the way the system works. We have jury trials, and part of a jury trial is that the jurors are supposed to agree unanimously on a verdict.
So they're charging him because they're trying to say he was a loose cannon out there
because of second degree homicide.
Yeah, because of his bumper sticker.
Well, the bumper sticker is one of the things they're using to claim that he, wasn't just a clean skin in this, that he had some preconditioning or pre-desire to shoot someone. I think it's ludicrous. I think it just shows that he was somebody who had studied and understood some of the politics.
Yeah.
But this is a pretty liberal place near Rochester, Minnesota.
Yep.
And it's about 90 miles from a high concentration of, Muslims that have been brought over from Somalia.
Listen, we're about to run out of time. Are you going to be around on Friday, or will you be in D.C.?
I expect to be there on Friday, but I'm traveling by air for about half the day. I should be able to be set up on Friday before the show. It'd be in D.C., or actually Virginia next to D.C.
Gotcha.
So I hope to be able to make the show on Friday.
Thank you. Okay, so we will talk then. Thanks for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.